Hi, I'm a woman. You gotta respect it to me. Fuck. There are some women that have they kind of clued on, you know what I mean? They're quite smart and they apply themselves to the issues. And there are some women who are just stupid cunts. It's a fact of life. There's some. Oh God. There's some dumb fucking bitch that was selling some parts. You know? And it was kind of like. You could see by the satellite view of the property that it was a fucking dump. You know what I mean? Just. Junkies and just shit everywhere and car bodies and just fucking garbage, you know? And so chaos. And I can generally pick it up pretty fuck like a lot of times I'm switched off. I don't pay any attention, don't know, don't understand, you know, just fucking just one more passenger on a bus, and just one more fucking bus out of hundreds that pass by every day, you know, like. And, so I wanted to, where the place of sale, you know, this is at this place, it's a sale. This part is for sale, and this is the location that's being sold at. And that was about 40 kilometres or 32 miles from where I live. Right? And this bitch, this fucking space cadet, knows where I live, you know. And. So she said, "Oh well, I can't be at the place because I don't live there. But if you come into this town tomorrow, know, we can meet there and I'll sell it to you then, you know." And so there's a town. This is here, and then there's the place out there, and then there's the town there, which is like 35 k's away, sort of thing. And then the place she wanted to go to, she wanted to go from here all the way up to here. And instead of taking it into town there, she wanted me to come all the way down there. Which is, it takes it from being a 40, a 35, 40K sort of trip, you know what I mean, out to there. That makes it now a fucking 80K trip. So when you go from here, through here, down to here, and then back, that's 160K. You know? And that's like about an hour and three quarters of fucking driving, and that's about. $30 in fuel, you know? So instead of just being able to go from here down to here, you know, we can meet in town, you know? And this woman kept dropping all the fucking questions, you know? She said, "Oh, well, this is such and such a part." You know, she didn't say, "Well, I've still got it, or I can bring it with me, or. Yeah, this is what. I'll do it to. I'll do the two for say $80 or something." No, she kept fucking just everything up. And you look at... And then, so, she wouldn't tell me where the actual property was, you know. But in one, in her ad, there was another ad she'd put up next to it, which said, it's not actually at this place she claims it is, you know, like, you go down here and then out to there. You go down here and then down to there. You know what I mean? And so she said, well, you know, in the other ad she's got the property is up for sale, you know. And so what I did was, you know, it had a few photos in it. I'm focusing on not repeating myself because I get up other people for going blah, 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 you know. So doing good so far. And anyway, it's not a red beret. It's a red beanie. So, you know, she said the parts are at this location. You know, you go down here and then out to there, but the parts are actually, the property was at another location, which was down to here, you know. And, but in the land for sale type ad, it had drone photographs. And I thought, someone who's obviously, in my opinion, obviously a drug addict, you know, she's drinking and she's dropping head meds, you know, and she's off her face and just crazy as fuck, you know. Just irrational, just, you know. Well, people whose lives are absolute fucking chaos do not have drones and are not taking high altitude pictures from like 1,000 feet up, so you can actually see the property and you can see the mountain range in the distance, you know what I mean? So I said, well, that's been done by a fucking, you know, that's been done by a real estate agent. So I looked up land for sale and there was the fucking property. On such and such a location, near such and such a place, you know, on such and such a road, near such and such a place. So, and this is this sort of shit that I'm just not putting up with. You know, if this is a paranoid, neurotic sort of a cunt, and she is, you know, just, I'm a woman. I can't you meet you out there all by myself, or you know, well, meet me. You know, don't meet me in this town here. Don't go out there. Don't go all the way from down here up to there. Pick the stuff up, pick the parts up, and then meet me in the town. No, go all the way down from here up to here. And then go all the way back down. And then, you know, expect me to fucking jump through the hoops of going from a 40, you know, like a 35K round trip to the nearest town instead of going to a 40K trip to the property. You know, no, let's make it go fucking 80Ks. You know, and I just said, look, you know, and she said she was divorced. And she looks about 38. She looks kind of fat, you know. And she's not my type. There's some women where I just go, fucking, whoa, yeah, she's hot, you know. I want to fuck her. And she's not she's not my type. And I'm a little bit sick of these fucking women that go, hi, do you know what the time is? You know, or how long till the next bus comes? You know, and then going, oh, I can't talk to him. He's trying to fuck me. No, I've just asked you what the fucking time is, you know? And it's for the sale of parts, you know what I mean? I'm not going to tiptoe on eggshells to appease neurotics. You know, it's a sale. It's a sale of some fucking parts. Either meet me at the place where you've got them, you know, racked up, stacked up in a shed, or fucking bring them into the closest town that's halfway between us, you know what I mean? So I said no. And I also confronted her about that bullshit, the bullshit of the games and the fucking craziness and all that sort of stuff. I just, you know, old, you know, I don't mean junkie as in heroin. I mean alcohol and weed, pretty much mostly, wholly, you know. But, you know, as, you know, mother is a borderline psychotic who was drinking and scoffing Valium and all my fucking in-laws and outlaws and everybody I knew. The society is riddled with addiction to chemicals and all sorts of other things. And so I picked it up, you know, I picked it up. I reckon she's drinking and she's dropping pills and she's fucked in the head, just really erratic and irrational and stuff like that. So I'm not going to go along, you know, with this jumping through her fucking bullshit hoops, and I told her so. You know? That was one thing. Just get rid of them, you know? And I was looking at a site on historic and abandoned buildings, because I think they're kind of picturesque, you know, old abandoned farmhouses and mining operations and locations and just all sorts of, there's a lot of really good historical shit in Australia to go and have a look at, you know what I mean? And there's one house in particular, and I take an interest in things like, I like to be right because I don't like fucking getting it wrong, you know what I mean? You know, read the manufacturer's directions, the specifications in the fucking, you know. I like to be right because it's good. It simplifies things. Things don't fuck up. They don't go from, geez, in need of a service to totally have fucking destroyed the engine because you poured the water in the oil hole, you know. You poured the water for the radiator or the dish or the fucking windscreen wiper type stuff. You poured that in the oil hole in the engine and your engine's fucked, you know, because you're an idiot who didn't get the who didn't see the oil. It says oil in this fuck. It says that on the plug, you know. There we go. Here's a plug. It says oil, you know, on top of the engine oil. You know, motor oil. And it says 20W50 or something, you know what I mean? And the dumb cunts unscrew the plug and pour fucking windscreen or window cleaner type stuff in the motor because that's where they think the fucking, that's where they think the windscreen wiper fluid, you know, goes, you know? They don't read the directions. They don't look at things. They're so fucking stupid that they actually do that sort of stuff. I want to be right. I want to put the right fluid in the right fucking hole in the right amounts, you know? I like being right. I like being exactly right, you know what I mean? Well, anyway, I was curious about this house that was up in one of these photos. It was an old abandoned farmhouse because, you know, as the families and the horses and all this sort of stuff have sort of been sidelined through history because of internal combustion engines and tractors and, you know, bigger tractors and less people on the farm and, all, you know, you need less farmers, you need less employees and, you know, these phenomenal tractors just do enormous amount of harvesters that dig up the potatoes and all this sort of stuff. It's all, you know, they don't need 50 people running a farm in the harvest time. They've got, you know, a site manager and a couple of fucking full-time employees and then they might get in, say, 10 or 20 pickers during harvest time or something like that. You know what I mean? It's not... So there's all these abandoned farmhouses all over Australia just slowly having rotted or are rotting into the ground, you know, termite food and weathering and stuff. And I wanted to find out where this fucking farm was, because I always thought, or where this farmhouse was, because I thought, oh, that looks like it's in the east of the state, but the southwest of the state is, it gets a fair amount of rainfall, and plus there's all these pine forests and stuff like that there, you know, as in what they do over the east side of the southern eastern side of the state. There's areas where there's huge pine forests, and... And so what I did was there's this photograph, there's the photograph and there's the house in the photograph and there's all this backdrop, and some dumb cunt was saying, oh, it looks like a fucking, you know, like it gets flooded there because of all the brown shit around the base of the building, you know, on the walls. And I looked, you know, I'm not stupid. You know, so what I did is I got the photo and I zoomed right in on it. And I said, that's on a fucking hill. And way behind it on a valley, on the less deep side, there's about a 10 metre drop in the valley. And I didn't see it at the time. I couldn't sort of, the way the photograph was positioned and taken and stuff like that. But there's, that valley goes down on a big sort of slope. And on the left-hand side of the building, about a K away, a kilometre, it drops by about maybe 30 metres. You know what I mean? And it looks like it's on top of a fucking... It's on a high-rise. So where you get that kind of shit, you don't get flooding there. And they, people don't plant pine forests in land that is prone to flooding. They plant them up on the sides of hills and high ground and stuff, you know, higher ground, you know, not in floodplains. And so I asked the people who posted the photo, or the people in that forum, I said, where was this? Can you show us on the map where this fucking, you know, Google Maps. I said, well, can you show us on the fucking map where this photograph, where this house is actually located? Because I just got curious, you know what I mean? When I... dealing with fucking stupid people, I want to find the facts, not their bullshit opinions. And so one woman gave, the woman who took the photo gave me a completely wrong road, you know, and I was, you know, like I'm sort of using Google Maps and I'm at an altitude where I can make out the cows around a watering, the cattle around the watering trough, you know what I mean? I can see the big blobs around the watering trough, you know, and, hey, what's up, Jack? And, so I searched about 20 k's of fucking road for this house, and, you know, it went from one end through all the confrontations and joining other roads and passing through fucking crossroads and all this sort of shit. And I went all over the fucking place, you know, because the house was about 30 metres off the road. And I went out to about 200 metres on each side of the road, you know what I mean? And, you know, couldn't find it. I went all the way along and all the way back, you know, looking for this map, this house on this, on the maps, and no luck. And so I asked this fucking woman, I said, I can't find it on the map. You know, I didn't say it, but the lead in is she told me it's on this fucking road. And I said, look, I've looked everywhere for that and I can't find it. Can you pinpoint it more closely exactly where it is? And then she said, oh, it's near this intersection, but it's on this town side, you know, that's on the town side of the fucking intersection, not on the fucking up into the bush type stuff. And so I looked at it, and oh God, couldn't find it. And then some other pipe chick piped up, oh, it's on this road, you know. And I looked up and down that fucking, one was a, say, we'll just say it's an east-west sort of road, and one was a north-south road that crossed over the other road, you know what I mean? And it wasn't on that fucking road either, you know? And, but it wasn't far away from that intersection where those two roads crossed, but it was on a completely different fucking road. If not, I don't know, how do you describe it? It's a fair way away in Australia. Is it like 1,000 k's, or is it, you know, half an hour's walk distance, you know? Got to be precise. Sometimes you need to be. But anyway, I did all this scanning, and I just looked at the rooftop and the distance from the road, the colour of the roof and all this sort of stuff, and I found it, you know? And I was able to see, you know, and I was able to pick another road on the other side of the valley, and I was just able to see what a fucking huge, deep sort of depression it was. And, and what came out of it is I got my licks in. I stood up to these fucking imbecile women, you know. And I said, you know, well, here's the street view fucking images of the house itself and from across the valley, and, you know, there's no flooding, you know, it's no floodway there. It's actually on top of a fucking, there's hills that go like that, and then there's hills that are just sort of big fucking humps as the sort of the tablelands, you know, the sort of rolling sort of hills and stuff before the plateau finishes. And then it goes down to the coastal area, you know what I mean? And, And I said, you know, it's not because fucking, yeah, and I said to these fucking women, you know, yeah, I said, I got my licks in, because I asked these women to correct their fucking errors. None of them did. They also didn't pinpoint where the house was actually on the fucking map. They didn't say, here it is. They didn't correct it, say, well, you know, we've given you the wrong fucking roads, you know. And then they didn't correct and pinpoint the house when they were asked. And both of them gave the wrong fucking directions, and neither of them said anything to the other one, or, and they never said anything about the other one fucking it up either, you know what I mean? And so I got my licks in. I gave all the fucking locations and maps and, you know, street views and all this sort of stuff, like a little list. And I said, at the end of it, I said, women can't read maps. Not because they are inferior, not because they are oppressed, it's because they just can't. Isn't it lucky that you have men like me that you can make sandwiches for? And one of them shot back, oh, I went, you know, travelling all over the countryside and I got confused, you know. And then, no need to be chauvinistic. You know, and the other fat fuck says, you know, sexist much. And another fucking twat, you know, they got upset at that, and they said, they're really, there isn't any need for that, you know. You know what I mean? Two of them have fucked up. They gave me the wrong fucking direction, wrong roads, wrong directions. When they were asked to correct it, they didn't do the corrections. they didn't admit that they'd fucked it up, you know what I mean? Not a big thing to fuck things up, but you got to get things right, you know what I mean? And neither of them called each other out for giving the wrong fucking directions, and they never presented the exact location where they took the photo, you know? And so I said to one, the fatter of the fat fucks, you know, I said, so-and-so, it's true, women can't read maps, and if they don't get a good man, not Mr. Bad Boy, and get married and are bred for half a dozen kids, then they get indoctrinated and brainwashed with feminism, which is Marxist communism, to destroy our families and our society. Then they end up as single mothers that no man in his right mind wants, or they end up as single old spinsters with high body counts and no man, no children and loads of regrets. So going back to the kitchen and making their sandwich is a great privilege, and all the rest of them will go back to their cheap cask wine, their head meds and their cats. Oh, the burn, you know. And I continued in a second swipe. I said, and you taking shots at me for not being indoctrinated into the pig's wheel of feminism, of feminist brainwashing, is not the same as me saying, you're overweight, you know? And, you know, oh, it's sexist. And, yeah, and you fucked it up all over the place and you're overweight, you know? And I said to the other one, I said, yeah, and, you know, about being sexist and, you know, misogynistic and no need for that sort of shit, you know, that sort of stuff. And I said, yeah, there is. There is a need, you know, as in there is a need for me to fucking admonish you and correct you. A, because it's true. Two women gave me completely wrong directions. B, and I found the place anyway. And C, you're too emotional. You need to go back to the kitchen and make some other guy some sandwiches. And yes, you are overweight. You need to do something about your own attitude and your own lifestyle instead of screeching like a harpy about me showing you women how to read maps and find places when you so obviously can't. When it comes down to that, when it comes down to it, I'm just glad that dating is not compulsory. The burn. So, you know, the fucking cunts they can piss and moan and whine, never fucking take responsibility for anything they've done, and when they're called on it, they screech like fucking, yeah, you're sexist, you're misogynistic, you're racist, you know? Fuck, you know? So this is a really important thing, you know? Don't let these fucking cunts steamroll you with their bullshit. Just go fucking bang and hammer them back. Put their responsibility for their own shit back with them. And that's, you know, the lessons of learning the lessons, dear MGTOW men. You know, don't put up with their fucking shit, you know. And, and they don't like it. Okay, you know, you fucked up. I called you on it. Then you go, oh my God, yeah. So anyway, I'll shut up on that. Thank you, MGTOW men.